The Secret Service is in the spotlight again this week after a second apparent attempt on the life of Donald Trump. This past weekend, a gunman hid in the bushes near one of Trump's golf courses in Florida, apparently hoping to shoot the former president. That comes just 2 months after a would-be assassin wounded Trump's ear at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Secret Service today briefed reporters on what it found in an internal review of the Butler shooting. NPR's Ximena Bustillo joins us with more. Hey there.
Hey there.
So, Ximena, just start by telling us, what did you hear from the agency today?
Well, Acting Director Ronald Rowe said one of the failures was that the Secret Service deferred too much responsibility to local law enforcement on securing buildings near the rally, and it didn't give clear guidance, allowing for the shooter to climb onto the roof of a nearby building and get a shot at the former president.
There was that lack of clarity. And we have to be very clear when we're talking to our state and local partners. We value those relationships with them. We need them to be assisting us and be shoulder to shoulder with us. And it appears that there was that lack of clarity with respect to Butler.
That was Rowe, and he emphasized that the agency should have been more direct about asking how the roof would be secured, and that the Secret Service should not be deferential to local law enforcement. He also cited, quote, complacency from others, as well as over-reliance on mobile devices and flaws in advance planning.
Ximena, what comes next here for those who are involved in the failures he was talking about?
Well, he said employees will be held accountable, but declined to give details on discipline as those are proceeding. But he reiterated that contrary to other media reports, he has not asked for anyone to resign.
Okay, so that's the investigation into the Butler shooting, but there's also the more recent event under investigation by the FBI that happened in Florida. Did Rowe have anything to say about that?
As you said earlier, Trump was at one of his golf courses in Florida on Sunday when the Secret Service shot at a man holding a semi-automatic rifle. That suspect was later caught. The incident reignited these concerns over the Secret Service's ability to protect presidential candidates and specifically Trump. Now, Rowe said today that the former president had, quote, robust security. In fact, more robust than any former president has gotten since he left office. The security was increased to presidential level after the July 13th shooting. And as for the Florida incident, Rowe said that it was managed appropriately. He said when the Trump campaign wants more security, the Secret Service does provide it. Today in Congress, the House unanimously approved a bill that would direct the Secret Service to give major candidates like Trump the same level of protection as the sitting president and vice president get. But again, Rowe said that that's already happening.
Rowe has said that the Secret Service needs more from Congress. Beyond just this bill, President Biden agrees, but what about lawmakers?
Yeah, Rowe said that the threat level and the pace that the Secret Service is facing right now in terms of who it's protecting is extremely high. And those demands mean that the agency is burning through assets and resources. Those are the way that he characterized it. He said that those are being stretched so thin to the max right now. But of course, they ultimately do have a limit. They are finite. Thus, the need for more support. Now, some lawmakers disagree that providing more funding is the solution. House Speaker Mike Johnson has acknowledged that the agency is facing problems, but he questioned if additional funding would help. Rowe did warn, though, that without further resources, they could be strained in preparing for future events, such as the 2028 Summer Olympics expected to be held in California.
NPR's Ximena Bustillo, thank you.
Thank you.